Well, good day, fellow hoteliers, and welcome to episode 258 of the Hotel Marketing Podcast. On today's very brief episode, but very, very important episode, we're going to be talking about the biggest update in analytics since GA4. Okay, listen, every hotelier needs to listen to this episode, so let's go ahead and dive right in and get this show started. So now that we're back, let's go ahead and talk and give you guys an update of what we're going to be talking about today. Universal Analytics is set to sunset on July 2024. That means it's done. It's shutting down. GA4 is the only name in the game for analytics from Google's platform. What we're going to be talking about today is what that means for hoteliers, what you need to do, and what the solution that you can put in place to still have that data. So this one's really important, and we couldn't cover this data without the help of two phenomenal hotel marketers. We have Jeremy. How's it going, man?
Howdy. Everything's going well on my end.
That's good to hear. Are you nervous about Universal Analytics going the way of the dodo, as they say?
I'm nervous, but you know, I feel like we honestly, if you did not see this coming, then you're probably living under a rock. That's after they announced GA4.
Yeah, this is not a new thing.
Yeah.
So also we have with us Christy. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, fabulous.
So have you heard much in the world of your communications with clients and other hoteliers if people are aware of what's happening with July 1st UA sunset?
I think that we've done a fairly good job of informing our clients. However, I think if there's not someone that the hoteliers are using for their marketing, that they may not be aware, which is definitely a concern.
Yeah, it's definitely, I haven't heard the big hullabaloo or hubbaloo, however you say that, about this. And it's such a big deal that I kind of feel like it's sneaking up on people, and it really shouldn't. But that's what we're going to talk about today. However, before we get into the main topic, there is some housekeeping we want to take care of. The first thing is Travel Boom is going to be at High Tech 2024 in Charlotte. So we're super excited about that. A couple big things are going to be happening at the event. First of all, if you want to come by and visit us, we're going to be at booth 306 between June 24th and 27th there in Charlotte. That's actually the same time as the HSMAI conference as well. So there's going to be a lot of stuff happening in the Charlotte Convention Center. We're going to be all over the place doing some man-on-the-street interviews or hotelier-on-the-street interviews at High Tech. We're also going to be recording the podcast live daily with different topics such as, you know, AI integration into the hotel marketing space, you know, talking with a couple booking engine providers, and just kind of giving everybody an update who can't be at High Tech the information they need to be the best hotelier they can be. So that is the first thing. Second piece of housekeeping is if you haven't downloaded the latest hotelier study that we have, check out travelboommarketing.com/hotelier. There is an unlimited number of downloads because it's a digital item. You can download it a million times if you want. We've already had a ton of people download it, and we think it's helping the industry in large. So if you haven't got it, jump over there to travelboommarketing.com/hotelier and get your own. And the reason I say that is that data is going to be helpful for you. But we also have a new study coming out here in the next week or two about the forms of alternate payment that hoteliers should be considering, things like, you know, Apple Pay, Samsung Pay, Venmo, all the different ways that people are using now to make digital transactions, and what hoteliers need to know so that they're not caught behind the eight ball on this one. So that's kind of the housekeeping. We got that out of the way. We're going to dive right into the main topic. If you want to learn more about this, we wrote an article that is at travelboommarketing.com/blog/universal analytics sunset. To kind of frame everything here, so Universal Analytics is a very antiquated platform. If you trace back its origins all the way back to Urchin in the late 90s, early 2000s, it became Google Analytics, it became UA, and it's kind of evolved to where it is now. Last year, GA4 hit the scene and everybody had to switch over. Well, Google announced that on July 1st of this year, they are shutting down and sunsetting Universal Analytics. So what we knew as Google Analytics will be gone. So your data's in there. It will not be there July 1. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. This is great because it does get everyone to move over, but it's going to create a lot of challenges and struggles for hoteliers who are not prepared for the impending change. That's what we're going to be talking about today. So bottom line is Universal Analytics is going away. Make sure you switched over to GA4. So it's what we're going to be talking about today is really just discussing that, seeing what hoteliers need to do. And Christy, I think the big question for all of our listeners is, so what does that mean for a hotelier?
Well, I think, first of all, the most important is you need to have your GA4 set up. If you don't already have it set up, jump on that immediately and back up any of the UA content that you or data that you have already.
Good. I think you're right, though. It's like if you haven't backed up your data, what if you haven't set up GA4? Come on, shame on you. This is, I mean, Jeremy, when did we first start talking about GA4?
Was it over like 2 years ago? I mean, it had to have been like when we, I mean, GA4 has been around for, you know, some time just because Google's been building it out and getting it to where it is now. But I mean, obviously the big race to the finish line was last year, I believe like summer 2023 was when, you know, the big push to make sure that clients and our hotel or just anyone in general who is using UA is making sure they're switching over to GA4. So if you have not done that yet, then you are very far behind.
That is so true. At this point, I think all of our clients are on year-over-year reporting. So they've had GA4 for over a year. They're able to see those annualized trends, which is phenomenal. But you have had to switch over to GA4. And Christy, I think you're right. If you haven't set it up, shame, shame, shame.
For sure. And, you know, make sure you test now to make sure everything's tracking properly. You don't want to wait till the last minute till everything's gone and you know, then have to you know, fight with it and try to figure out why something isn't reporting correctly. Go ahead and do the testing now and be ahead of the game, because all access to UA is going to be gone. And it stopped tracking summer of 2023, mm-hmm. Correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as it is, a lot of people have still been logging into UA to look at, you know, past trends. And if they haven't had annualized data in GA4 yet, they had to go into UA just to see what was happening. You could, with nice thing about UA, you could go back to, you know, 2019 if you wanted to and see how your campaigns were performing pre-COVID and things like that. But July 1, that data is gone. So I think that kind of, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Nope, no, you.
So I think recently I looked up some UA data from a while back for a client. And so it does still have beneficial value, you know. You definitely just want to get on top of it and back up what you know you're going to need.
Yep, absolutely. So what does that mean, I guess, in terms of that historical data? You know, I think there's some big changes in what GA4 will do versus UA. Jeremy, do you kind of want to fill us in with what that means for a hotel?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, and I mean, in the way that UA is tracking data, I know we've talked about this in the past, and if you're obviously, we've already said shame on you if you're not already up to date on GA4. But, you know, there are ways UA tracked events and metrics that are different in the way how GA4 tracks it. And in a lot of ways, GA4, you know, we would sometimes or consider that GA4 is tracking it a bit better than how UA has tracked in the past. But I think the thing is that if Do hoteliers need to store their historical data? Yes. The very short answer is absolutely. I mean, you know, why not really? I mean, there's, when we look back at, you know, the past however many years, like a decade or so, and, you know, considering how many external factors that may have impacted your hotel, may impact your hotel in the future. No, God forbid. But, you know, it happens. And when you're trying to compare data and compare campaigns to past years, and you can't do that because you weren't able to run a specific campaign because something happened, or know, there you had some sort of tracking issue or something like that, but you ran that campaign or you have that data from, you know, a couple or a few years ago that you can at least, you know, compare. That's mm-hmm. where storing your historical data from further past than just a year is going to be beneficial to hoteliers or really anybody who's using UA or GA4.
Well, the crazy thing is, and I don't think people realize this about GA4 because we've always had both platforms. Google Analytics 4 is only storing data for 14 months, which, you know, at first thought, you're like, oh, okay, that's cool. I can still look back and see how last year's performance was. That's really not true, though, because if you think about it, let's say I want to look at, you know, the day we're recording this, very first of May, 2024. If I want to look at my Q1 performance in 2024 versus the Q1 performance of 2023, Q1 2023 was greater than 14 months ago. I could only look at, was that March and April. I cannot look at January and February. So as it is in GA4, you cannot look at your annualized quarterly performance. It does not exist. Even right now, that's the crazy part. If you go into it, you will not be able to see that data. So I think that's a big thing, and you probably do need to get keep that data, right?
Yeah, and that obviously that's like the main, you know, UA sunsetting and going away is obviously the main point, but this is like the big caveat of that. Like GA4, you only have 14 months of data stored in GA4, and then GA4 no longer stores that data anymore. That's the big caveat. And that's why, you know, we're talking about storing your historical data is that you're not going to have it anymore if you're not already downloading it manually or storing it somewhere somehow. And yeah, like you mentioned, Pete, you know, we have had clients that want to look at a Q1 or maybe a specific set of dates for, you know, one time of the year, and they want to compare it to a previous year, and doing that in the future now with just GA4 is not mm-hmm. possible.
Well, how many clients, I mean, it's so common at the end of this year, every client that we have is going to say, and actually they don't have to say it, we just provide it to them, but let's look at 2023 compared to 2024.
Yeah.
You need 24 months of data minimum to be able to do that, right? Assuming that you're pulling the data January 1st, you're going to need 24 months of data to pull 2 full years. And I think Google knows that, and they're looking to have people who have been using the GA4 and UA for free for so long to have to start ponying up a little bit and paying for that additional data, which is what we're going to be talking about. But Jeremy, I know there's like 5 main reasons that you do want to keep that annualized data going back. Do we want to cover those?
Yeah. And one of the big ones is seasonal trends. Obviously when a lot of our clients, you know, they're beach destinations. And so when we're looking at, you know, how those seasonal trends are fluctuating from year to year, you know, are especially in a time, or a good example is like, you know, I know this isn't necessarily seasonal, but, you know, COVID happened, and you know, comparing, you know, how much demand and travel is there for, you know, one destination versus another, and, you know, what can we compare to? If we can't compare to 2020, like if we're in 2021, we can't really compare to 2020 because that data is going to be all wonky. So to get a better sense of, you know, where our clients are at, you know, we looked back at 2019, and not saying that hopefully there won't be any other pandemics in the future like that. But, you know, as far as seasonality though, I mean, it happens. I mean, there's seasonality every year, and there's fluctuations, and it could impact your data as far as web traffic and bookings and revenue. And having this data and being able to compare to years past is going to be helpful in terms of not only understanding where your property is at now compared to a year ago, but also compared to 2 years ago or whatnot. You know, it's not always a bad thing to have that data available and to mm-hmm. be able to compare and get a better sense of, you know, where the demand trends are at or the seasonal trends are at.
So how does that impact? Because I know one of the things we also want to kind of cover there is actual campaign effectiveness. You know, seasonal trends are obviously crazy important. That's going to give you some insights. But in terms of the actual campaign performance over time, are you going to be losing any data in Google Ads or other platforms? Or is it really just anything collected in UA? So how's campaign effectiveness going to be impacted here?
not in Google Ads necessarily. Like, you'll, if you are running a specific campaign in Google Ads, and obviously you have it set up correctly, you'll have that data year over year. I mean, if you ran it the year before, or if you, or however many years prior, however long prior, you'll have that data available. But I know that there, we have clients that they don't want to report out of Google Ads. And I understand that, because I mean, there's obviously there's the cookie that's involved, you know, there's, you know, the way users are clicking ads and the way Google Ads will attribute conversions to ads and campaigns are going to be a little bit off from Google Analytics. And so there are clients that want to have a more inline approach as far as reporting that's more consistent between all channels. So for mm-hmm. something like Google Ads, you know, they'll want to report out of Google Analytics, and that's where this is important. Like, I mean, if you're running a campaign for 3 months and then you're going to run that same campaign for another 3 months the next year, and then you want to report on it, you won't be able to do that in GA4, like we already talked about, because you're going to surpass that 14-month threshold. Yep. So, and if you didn't run the campaign last year and you ran it this year, or if you ran the campaign, yeah, I mean, if you ran the campaign 2 years prior and you didn't run it the next year, but you ran it again the next year, I mean, you wouldn't compare to last year, but comparing to 2 years ago wouldn't be possible either, because you just don't have that data.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I guess when you think about it in terms of, I think the third thing on the list is the website performance changes. If you're running a paid campaign, you could always go into Google Ads and look at the performance. But in most cases, you're running an integrated campaign that may have, you know, a social element, that may have a PPC element, various print elements, whatever it might be. You know, let's say you're running a good example is the Black Friday sales that a lot of hoteliers do. That impacts every facet of your marketing efforts and all your channels. Ads will give you some data, but let's talk about the broader website performance that you will not be able to see. You're not going to see that your website traffic came from here, 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 and here last year. It's going to make it really hard to plan for the following year to see what was effective and what was not effective. Then also look at it from just a website perspective alone. Let's say you make a change. You put a countdown timer on your site as an example last year. Did that impact your conversion rate? You will not know in GA4 when that data goes away.
Yeah, exactly. And I think another thing aside from that is also being able to spot emerging trends as well. I think with trends, it's more looking at consumer behavior or how your guests are behaving on your website. And, you know, if you have that breakup and dates or the time span that you're not going to have access to, then you lose those trends, or it doesn't look as much of an emerging trend as you thought it would be because you don't have all the data present. And then lastly, I would say, setting realistic goals. So setting benchmarks based on past performance is crucial. So when we look at the data from the year prior, that gives us the benchmark of how in a campaign or whatever you're going to do with your website or your marketing strategy, it gives your agency or whoever you're working with, a benchmark to set goals and set target goals. And without that information or that data, you're not going to have those benchmarks essentially.
Yep.
And that's going to, you really have nothing. I mean, like we said, you have nothing to compare to, and you have nothing to say, well, we improved here and we did this. I mean, and if anything, it's, you can't go to your higher ups or anything or anyone and say, well, we improved because of this, because there's nothing to compare to. You can really, all you can say is it performed like this, but how well did it actually perform compared to, you know, maybe the year prior? Well, we can't show you that. We don't have that data. And it doesn't, maybe, you know, in the sense it performed well, but, you know, it always looks a lot better when you can compare to a benchmark and show that to, you know, whoever needs to see it.
Yep. So we kind of like said, okay, doom and gloom, UA is going away. GA4 only has access to 14 months of data. The good news is there's actually a solution. So on this podcast, we're never going to just say, hey, the sky is falling and, you know, good luck. We got an umbrella and we got a way to protect that data. And that is in the form of a data warehouse. That may sound like a new term, but the most common one that you hear of is BigQuery. Very easy to use. And the whole idea of a data warehouse is it takes data from separate sources, combines it into one large platform, which is a phenomenal tool to have regardless of if GA4 keeps 14 months of data, regardless of if UA is going away. But the good news is it does preserve that data. So you have until July 1 to figure out what you want to do in terms of data warehousing. And I do suggest every hotelier do this. So first of all, what it's going to do is it's going to, by going to a data warehouse, let's just say BigQuery for the sake of simplicity, it is going to allow you to export all your old UA data into BigQuery, meaning you get to keep it forever in perpetuity. You don't have to worry about losing any data. It also allows you to look at other places where that data comes from. So you may pull in data from, obviously, Google Google Ads, Bing Hotel Ads, whatever other platforms you have. Even your CRM system can all get fed into a data warehouse, which means now I can compare year over year over year across multiple different metrics into one place. It's going to give you that long-term analytics and comparison that you would not be able to have otherwise. And this, honestly, this goes above what you could do on Looker Studio or even GA4 alone. It's going to give you the ability to be much more granular in your data manipulation and how you do your analysis. You're going to be able to get much more advanced, should I say, for things like, say, customer segmentation to deeply analyze customer behavior and booking patterns outside, again, of what you would just see in Google Analytics, Google Ads, whatever it might be. It's going to give you a much better understanding of channel attribution because you do have so much more data coming in. It's going to let you drill down to say, okay, what about, you know, direct bookings? What about direct bookings that came into through my booking engine that I don't have recorded anywhere? It may not have come from your website necessarily, but with a good data warehouse and set up properly, you'll be able to get that data. And I think one of the really cool things about it as well is that lifetime value analysis. You cannot do this in Looker Studio. You cannot do this in GA4 or any other platform. It's going to let you do a better job calculating that long-term value of a guest and understanding what your return on investment overall, as well as your return on ad spend, is for any given campaign. So I think a data warehouse makes a lot of sense. We talked about that could pull data from all over different platforms. But the ultimate solution is it's pretty affordable too. So, you know, in many cases, it's going to be less than, say, $100 or so a month to store all your data. But not only are you storing that data for, you know, a pretty cheap cost, you're able to analyze and get a higher level of insights into what is making your hotel successful, what's driving your bookings, and everything else. So the ultimate solution for what we're talking about today is going to be a data warehouse. So that kind of brings us to the summary. Okay, so now what do I do? If I know that data warehouse is the solution, and I know all the problems I'm going to have, what do we do? So I would say the first thing is start reading up on the process. You know, what are the news feeds for, you know, however you kind of keep up with your technology news or your hotel news? Look into BigQuery. Look into some other data warehouses that are out there. We have a solution at Travelboom, which is through BigQuery and a couple other systems that we have in place that we're offering to all of our clients or honestly anybody who's listening. This is not necessarily a sales pitch, but we do have a solution in place and we'd love to talk to you about it. But understand that it's very important, whatever you decide to do, that you do the research, you make a plan, and you can fully execute that plan by the end of June 2024. Because come July 1, that data is going to be gone in UA and you will not be able to export any of that past data. So that's kind of what we want to talk about today. It's a pretty short episode, and we felt it was worth just coming out here talking about this article that we have on the Travelboom website. But honestly, this data is throughout the web. Pay attention to this. People didn't believe Google when they said that UA4 or GA4 was going to take over from UA, people kept ignoring it. And, you know, 2 years ago, everybody was in a scramble to get GA4 set up. They've shown that they're okay with turning off access to data. They did it with UA when one day data stopped feeding in completely. They're telling us right now, they've given us some notice, come July 1, there will be no data in UA. So take them for their word, because this is happening whether we're ready for it or not.
Yeah, and this isn't like, I remember when GA4 was rolling out and they were starting to sunset data collection in UA. There were some properties that were still collecting data in UA at that time. It didn't just completely stop on, you know, whatever that date was last year. I believe it was in July.
Yeah, I think it was like the beginning of August. But we had, people getting August data all the way through December.
Right. There are some properties where we were still collecting that data. But there's a part of me where I don't think – it doesn't seem like that's going to happen this time. Like, they're – I mean, you're not going to be able to access it anymore is what I'm saying. Like, at July 1st, it's done. So yep. don't expect them to Google to come out and say, well, we're going to slowly roll this out after July 1st, where some properties may still be able to log in and we'll still have data available. You should really just take it as you're not going to have any of this data anymore on July 1st. So don't go in expecting that, honestly. I think if you live by that, then you're going to have a bad time.
Yeah. Well, look at it from Google's perspective, right? When they were stopping data feeding into UA, they were incentivized to keep it going as well, because they want to make sure that their customers were on GA4. Mm-hmm. Now that UA is not even collecting data, the only reason it still UA still exists is because Google hasn't decided to click that delete button.
Right.
It's a lot easier for them to go in and just say, okay, you know, archive this data, and they take it and they, you know, stick it on a drive somewhere and toss it in the back of a closet at Google, let's say.
Yeah.
I don't know that's technically what Google does, but it's probably a little bit more secure. But keep in mind that data is going to be gone. So July 1, folks, is the date.
And just to jump backwards for just a second as to what this means for hoteliers, the article that we will share in the show notes, there is a link within that will breaks down the differences for those of you who are like me, who are not Jeremy with the analytics encyclopedia inside of our head. It does a really great job of explaining what the differences are, what, you know, what you need to do, what your next steps are, and how to make sure everything is accurate. And that article is linked within the article that is in the show notes.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of data on this. So it seems like it's going to be a insurmountable struggle for hoteliers, but making the switch over from UA to a data warehouse where you can keep everything isn't that difficult, particularly knowing that, you know, today's May 1st, so you got May, June, you got basically got 2 months before this is happening. It's not hard. It can get done. You can do it within a week or so, but I'd much rather have it done the beginning of May than the last week of June having your, you know, OS moment where you have to figure out how to get done real fast. Yeah. All right. Anything else that Christy, you or Jeremy want to share about this impending doom?
No, not specifically that I can think of. If you guys don't subscribe to our email, that's another really great way to stay informed, and we'll send out some information on this as it gets closer as well.
That's a really good point. We're going to be beating the drum on this one pretty hard. And then also, so like we mentioned, we're going to be up at High Tech. We're going to be doing some hotelier on the street questions. And those are going to be not live, but we're going to be posting them to LinkedIn and whatnot. So one of the big questions I want to be asking everybody is, do you have a data warehouse set up? And what are you going to do when UA is no longer around? It's going to be really interesting to see what some hoteliers say when, you know, that's going to be June 24th through 27th. When they have like 3 days left until it's over. So if
I hope you don't catch anyone who's like, what?
Yeah,
that would be,
yeah, we probably won't put that on LinkedIn. So if you're, if you see me walking toward you with a microphone at High Tech and you haven't switched over to a data warehouse, you don't have to run away. I won't put that online. But so that is the episode for today. It's a, it's probably one of the most important things that we're going to be talking about this year. So please, please, please take this to heart and make it happen for your property. With that being said, I think we kind of covered everything. See us at High Tech. Get this show notes by going to travelboommarketing.com/podcast. And this is episode 258. I'll have the link to the article that we're talking about, some resources from Google specifically, and a checklist of things that you need to be doing to make sure that you've successfully transitioned to GA4 and have the process to get a data warehouse set up. And I think that is it. Like I said, no news today, no other topics. We want to get this out there so the world will be a better place. All right. Well, if you want to follow along with us, go to travelboommarketing.com. Check us out on LinkedIn at Travelboom Marketing. And we will be back next week with some additional news items, which are actually pretty cool. So I'm excited for next week as well. With that being said, happy hoteling. And we'll be back next week with more tips and tricks to make you the best hotel marketer in the whole wide world. Travel Boom is out.